Vince Colonna is here with Mary Walter.
Good morning. Joining us right now. You hear that, you know who it is. It is Trevor Maddich, WMAL's Redskins analyst. Trevor, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, Mary. Thank you. I wish there was more to be happy about.
Well, let's talk about some happy stuff. Let's start off talking about some highlights of the game last night. What about Zach Brown?
Zach Brown, linebacker, was actually phenomenal. He was all over the field. He was making big plays and big hits. And that was important because there's injuries in other parts of the Redskins' pass covering group. Josh Norman, the best corner, or one of the best corners in the NFL, missed the game because of injury, and so that meant that Brown had to do a lot more covering, and he did a very good job.
Yeah, absolutely. Any other standouts during the game?
Yeah, I thought Chris Thompson, running back, did a good job. I thought that Kirk Cousins did a phenomenal job based on some of the struggles that he had to deal with. Along the offensive line, there came a time when four of the five starting offensive linemen were some combination of injured or out of the game. As a matter of fact, right tackle Morgan Moses ended up on two sprained ankles but had to stay in the game because there were no backups left on the bench to spell him. And Cousins was still in there making plays even though he didn't have time to throw.
So let's talk about those injuries. There were injuries before, and we didn't think that they were going to be much of a problem. They weren't going to be much of an impediment, but the injuries are really stacking up. Where does this leave the Redskins?
Well, this is a real problem, Mary, because when you talk about Dallas coming up this coming week, and then this is a tough stretch for the Redskins on the schedule, and all of a sudden what was a strength, the offensive line, has become a serious question mark because the number one backup, Ty Nsekhe, is also injured. He's been out for a while recovering from surgery, and he'll be out for at least a couple of more weeks. So now you may have four of the five starting offensive linemen not practice this week, and several of them might not play. And so they're running out of actual live physical bodies to be able to play along the front. And what was a strength now all of a sudden looks like it could be a real question mark going into Dallas week.
So as we're looking at the score. Yeah, and by the way, this is a terrible week to be playing two division rivalries. I don't know why the NFL even bothers schedule these division rivalries like this, because the Redskins get messed over because they got to face the Eagles last night and then immediately on a short week go right to the Dallas Cowboys. Obviously, the most pivotal games they could play of the year. As you watched last night, you know, we came into this game wondering, you know, can they turn this around? Can they actually beat the Eagles, to whom they lost the beginning of this season? Did you see signs of progress here, signs of hope? Because the Redskins, I thought, it seems like they looked pretty good despite the fact that they came away with a loss here.
You know, Vince, I agree with you. I can't be really that upset with the Redskins for losing this game. The stats were very similar in terms of yardage and things like that. What was different was the big plays happened when Carson Wentz, the Philly quarterback, just went off. There were a couple of big runs that he had where the Redskins' defensive pass rushers made mental mistakes and got out of their lane. They opened up a gate for him to run through, and he took it. That is not good Wentz. It's bad Redskins. But it only happened a couple of times. But there were other times when Wentz needed a big play down the field, and he made it, and he excelled at getting great matchups. And what he got was guys that were faster or bigger than the guys that were trying to cover him. And he went right to that matchup time and time again. And four or five times he hit that matchup, and that's really what got them going. And that was the biggest difference in the game.
That difference came especially in the third quarter, or with that, when it was 24-17. Carson Wentz popped out of a mass of humans and ran a 17-yard run, saving Philadelphia's hopes, of course, in here and getting a touchdown. I don't really know what more the Redskins could have done as I've watched that replay over and over, but it does seem like the tail here is getting pressure on the quarterback is of primary importance for the Redskins as they go into these next weeks.
Right, Vince. And when you look at Wentz, there's only about three or four human beings on the planet that can do what he's doing. And that is take a game onto his own shoulders and win, not because it's a good play call, but because he does something amazing. Ben Roethlisberger of Pittsburgh, Aaron Rodgers of Green Bay, Tom Brady up in New England, these are some of the only guys that can do that, and Carson Wentz is showing that he can. So really, the Redskins got beat by Batman, basically.
And what about offense on this? Altogether, offense, their performance in this game, what grade do you give them?
You know, I give them a solid B, because the fact that they were able to score 24 points and be in this game, but for a few big plays that Wentz made, I think speaks well to how well the Redskins fought on offense, given their problems on the line. I mean, at one point, their center got hurt. So a rookie draft choice from Wyoming had to go in and play center. Then the right guard got hurt, so the rookie draft choice had to move to right guard, and the injured center had to come back in and play center. Now, this is just part of the circus that was the offensive line, and I'll tell you, I have so much respect for how those guys played when they were in there literally hobbling on one leg, some of them, and no legs when you talk about the right tackle on two sprained ankles.
What's up with, I have to go back to the injuries, though. Is it me, or does this just seem like a lot of injuries for a team?
Mary,
is this unusual? Am I just not paying attention in the past to all these injuries?
No, Mary, it's unusual to have your entire offensive line basically decimated in one game. Although some of those guys brought injuries into the game, but then other guys got hurt and people were re-injured. It is unusual for this many people at one position group to have so many injuries, but it's football and it happens, and it's not anybody's fault. It's not like they weren't taking care of their bodies. It was that just one of those incredibly physical games with people falling all over the field, and they happen to fall into the legs of Redskins offensive linemen a lot.
Okay, Trevor, let's talk about as we look at the playoff picture a little bit here, because you know now the Eagles have improved to 6-1, the Redskins now 3-3. They're tied with the Cowboys, and which is what makes next week's game all the more important, as the Cowboys and the Redskins are going to look to separate from one another. What does it look like now? I mean, the Eagles seem like they kind of are they're the favorite to win this playoff spot. Are we talking wild card contention right now, or should we still be aggressively talking about getting a standard playoff spot here?
It's not out of the question that the Redskins could win the division, but Philly would have to completely implode. Keep this in mind that right now at 6-1, they have the best record in the entire NFL. Better than Green Bay, better than New England, better than Kansas City. And so right now, realistically, the Redskins are fighting for that wild card spot. Now, the good news is they're right there in the thick of that wild card race. I mean, they're within one game of making that wild card. So they're right there. But in terms of winning the division, I mean, they hope to. But I think from a standpoint of fans, you need to start thinking about competing, not with the Eagles, but with the Cowboys, with the Packers, with the Carolina Panthers, with Seattle, to try to get into that wild card spot, or one of those wild card spots.
All right. Well, Trevor, thank you so much. Hopefully the next time we speak with you, it'll be because we're celebrating because of a Redskins win. All right? That's what we're going to aim for next time.
Let's hope so. And if you can spare any aspirin tablets and Band-Aids, send them over to Redskins Park.
You got it.
A couple of Ace bandages.
We'll send some coffee your way this morning. Thanks for watching the game and then getting up for us early. Appreciate that, Trevor.
Always great to talk with y'all.